Packing up your life and moving down the street or across the country doesn't have to be disastrous. Learn how to pack boxes for moving, and you'll be relaxing in your new space before you know it. You can go to chuyennasgtonhung.com to learn more about moving tips. 1. Get rid of everything. Packing all your possessions into boxes, bags, and more can be overwhelming. Make it a little bit easier on yourself by cutting back on clutter as much as possible. Before you pack a single box, do a merciless purge of unused or unnecessary items. 2. Make a moving folder. Start collecting new addresses, rental or purchase papers, moving contracts, and more in one folder. Consider a hard copy, rather than a digital one, in case computer or phone batteries die during the move. 3. Pack as far in advance as possible. Ideally, you'll know about a move, even if you're not sure of the final destination, weeks or even months in advance. Start by packing off-season items and the items you won't miss. If you're moving in summer, you can pack winter coats in advance, and likely books and other once-in-a-while items. 4. Book early. If you're hiring moving services, renting supplies, or hiring professionals such as painters or cleaners to work on the house, book early. Waiting to do so could mean paying a higher price, or not being able to get a truck or movers at all, particularly if it's peak moving season. 5. Schedule utilities for your new place. Once the dates are finalized, contact your utility providers to schedule service at your new home. You don't want to arrive there, tired from the move, only to find that the electricity, water, or heat is off. Schedule it ahead of time, and keep records of your requests in your moving folder. At the same time, request service stops for your move-out date at your current home. 6. Keep the essentials with you. On the night before the move, tuck everyday essentials, a change of clothes, a toothbrush, must-have stuffed animals or toys for the kids, medications, paperwork, etc., into a suitcase or bag you'll keep with you in the car, the truck cab, or on the plane. If catastrophe strikes and the moving truck gets lost, at least you'll have some essentials with you. 7. Invest in equipment. A few days before the big move, stock up on supplies. The last thing you want is to have to make a run to the store while you're packing moving boxes or making sure everything is out of the house. Order or purchase box cutters, adhesive bandages, permanent markers, packing tape, paper towels, and garbage bags. If they aren't all used during the move, they'll still be useful afterward. 8. Get a truck with a loading ramp. If you're a DIY mover, you absolutely need a truck with a ramp. It may be cheaper to rent a truck without one, but the hassle and struggle of lifting every box and piece of furniture high enough to get it into the truck will add hours, plus sore muscles, to your move.